Ikadiyamri, some say like this. Ikadiyamri, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Hamaver beis ha-shechi beis ha-erva loike. If a man shaves off his under his arms, or the mokum erva, so he gets malchus for it. There's a lav ha-Torah. Where's the lav? Mishum, because the pasuk says, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to dress like a lady, so it doesn't only mean that he can't wear a dress, but it means to say he can't do anything that a lady does. See, here we're talking about now that only ladies shave off their hair. It's not a derech for a man to do it. Therefore, if a man does it, he's over this lav. It's called he's being doimer to a lady. Therefore, from this pasuk, la yilbas gever simlas isha, that's the issa. If it's brought down lalocha, that if the minig hamokim is that men do it, then it wouldn't be the slav, because then it's not cool. The man wants to be like a lady, that's already a minig for men also to do it. But mace, we have a kasha like this. So it says, like we had before, havara seyir einim medivrei torel medivrei seferim. We had a braisa before that says no, if you shave off the hair under your arms, or by the mokim erva, it's only yosem medirabonin, not medirayisa. So it's not like Rabbi Chiya Baraba Amar Rabbi Yechanan that he dashes the pasuk lo yilbash gever simlas isha that first it's mashmas osim midiraisa, and here the Brisa says it's only osim midirabonin. So Gemara answers, who do you makai tana? I tell you that this Brisa learns like this tana. The tana will learn like this. Hamaver beis hashecha yebeis haerva. Rabbi Chiya Baraba that says that you get malchus. Learns like this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this, that Hamavir beis hashechia beis erva. If somebody takes off the hair by his under his arms or by the erva, his hareza oive mishum la yilbash geve simlas isha. So such a Tana, there's a Tana like this. So Mele Abchila Rabba Rabbi Yechon holds like this Tana, that for shaving off under the arms, that's something that an isha does, therefore you're over this lav of la yilbash geve simlas isha. A man is not supposed to put on a clothing of a lady. According to the Tana Kama that says it's only Yosem Medivrei Seferim, it's only Yosem Medirabonin. Mashmah Medirayisa, though there's no issa for a man to shave off his hair. The question is why not? Why doesn't he darshan the pasuk this way? Now the pasuk says La Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So my answer is like this. He says we use this pasuk like we learned. We learned like this. The pasuk says, "For lo yiyakli gever alisha." A lady is not allowed to wear a man's clothing. Lo yiyakli gever alisha. A lady, an isha, cannot wear man's clothing. Matam loyma. What does the pasuk mean to tell me? If you want to tell me, shelo yilbash ish simlash isha viisha simlas ish. If the pasuk only means to say, like it says, that a man cannot wear a dress, and a lady should not wear pants, should not wear men's clothing, if so, harei kvar nema tuevehi. The end of the pasuk says it's tuevehi, it's like disgusting, it's not a nice thing. V'yein kan tuevehi, masma, just the fact that a man puts on a dress, that itself is not a tuevehi. So that can't be the only pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk has to mean more than that. Elo, what does the pasuk mean to teach us? It means to say, Shelo yilbash is ish simlas isha, true. The pasuk means that a man should not wear a dress, he should not wear clothing of a lady, but v'yashiv ben hanoshim, and that he should want to sit between the ladies, that's tueva. If you want to look like them and be with them and hang around with them, that's already a tueva. And the same thing, v'isha simlas ish, a lady should not wear men's clothing. V'teisha ben hanoshim, and therefore she want to sit between the men, that's called tuevi, that's disgusting. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. He dashes, not that the pasuk is talking about, you can't shave off your hair under your arms, or by the mokum erva, could be midiraisa, so that's muta. But he dashes this pasuk, that an isha cannot dress like a man, and sit by the men. Fighter. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Minayin, how do we know, Shelo teitze isha b'kli zayin l'mechama, that a lady should not wear kli zayin amri to go out to fight in a mechama? Talmud Loimer, this the pasuk says, lo yiyak li gever al isha. that a lady should not wear men's clothing. And a lady, a man, should not dress like a lady. So the kitzur from this pasuk of la yilba laia kli gever alisha, lady should not wear men's clothing. See, holds it means even armory. She can't go to fight to have mechama. Ladies alav v'nei mechama ninu. That's the minhag for men to fight. So men has to wear kli zayin, the armory. But for lady to wear armory to go to fight, that's ramish alav hatayra here. That's the pasuk of la yilbash kli gever alisha. Now the second part of the pasuk that says, V'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, that a man should not wear a lady's clothing, shlo yisaken ish pitakuna isha. It means that a man should not fix himself like a lady does. And according to this, that would be isha midiraisam to shave off here under your arms. If that's the way the ladies do, and not the men, so that's called tikuna isha, it's called something that a lady does, therefore a man is not allowed to do it. That's an isha. Like any type of a thing, to put on makeup, any type of a thing, that it's a minhag for a lady to do and not men, if a man would do it, he's over this lav. That's called lav dafka, means a man can't wear a dress, but it means to say a man can't do things that are miyukha that ladies do, and esh can't do tikuna isha. Omar Rav Nachman, it's also a big shalom aloha if you like to look into a mirror. Mikra Adin, the Mechabit says a man cannot look into a mirror even. Because looking into a mirror means you want to make yourself look nice. And that's the minhag of a lady. Ladies look into the mirror to make themselves look nice. But a man, l'chura, should not look into the mirror. What do you have to look into a mirror for? So the hetas brought down is that l'maisa, if a man takes a shave or a man does something, he looks inside the mirror that he should not hurt himself. So l'maisa became already a minhag that men also use mirrors. So therefore l'maisa it's mutter to use a mirror also. But on them, we're even to use a mirror, to use things to make yourself look nice, that's called the minig of an isha, and not of a men. If the minig would be for men to do it also, could be then it'll be mutter. Right. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like this, bin nazir mutter. A nazir, since he has to shave off anyway, the hair of his head, so therefore he's allowed to shave off, while he's doing that, he can already shave off the hair under his arm, and by his erva. Since he's doing it all together, it could be a tzmuta. Like Rashi Tosfos says, Tiksava achrei shenazir marver kol sar roshay. Since a nazir has to shave off all the hair of his head, is lachashiv noy v'tikon l'gabi yos ish, l'haber beis hashech yabeis erva. But since he's making himself not look nice anyway, he's like shaving off all the hair of his head, so for him to shave off the hair under his arms or by the makam erva, it's not done to make him look nice. So therefore, for nazir be mutter. The Gemara says, though, but for less hilchas hakavosai, we don't ask him like him. In other words, even for nazir, still it's nazir. Omru le rabbonin le Reb Shimon bar Abba. The rabbonin said to Reb Shimon bar Abba, chazinu le the Reb Yechanan, we saw Reb Yechanan, the less le, that he doesn't have any hair under his arms. So the kasher is, how come? The Higufa says it's chayiv. Reb Yechon is the one that said before you get Malchus, like it. So how come Reb Yechon himself didn't have any hair under his arms? So Gemara answers, Omar Lehoin, they answered back to the Rabbanin, that Machma Zikna Noshru. The pshat from Yechon was since he was getting old, the hair fell out, but not the pshat that he cut it off, but the pshat the stomach fell out, so therefore there's no Aveirah if it falls out. Gemara says, Ahu Ti Yischayiv Negida Kaimed Rabami. There was a man that had a chiyuv to get malchus. Negida means the bezdin of Rabami Paskin, that he deserves to get malchus. And they're about to give him malchus by the bezdin of Rabami. Is the gloy beis hashech, when they got him ready to give him malchus, so I take off his shirt, they saw under his arms, chazayu doloy megalach. They saw that under his arms he didn't shave off his hair there. Is amalun red ami, so Rabami said to them, if so, shifku. Leave this person alone. Day, this person, min chavrihu. He's like a chavri, he's a chashav yid. In other words, why says, since he didn't do this, it's a right, he's a chashav yid, so most probably doesn't deserve to get malchus. So therefore, they didn't give him malchus. The Torah just brings down, the Torah says, mash menami yocho, even to use a scissors, lav davka tar, not only erases, a razor, but even a scissors also to cut off there on the arms. Well, they serve him. Because that's what he said here. They saw that he had here. So Mashmi didn't cut it off at all. Mashmi, if he would cut it off, that's also no good. So not only with the razors, even with the scissors, also it's also. But other parts of your body, your arms or your feet, could be there at smuta. And Tosfos brings down like that, a Hilchos Gedolos brings down, that says, the Kasha Omar Rav, make a lot of Kogufi Betar. Rav says, you can shave off all your hair. Mace, for this, the Kasha, that Hamav, Beis Hashechi, Beis Eva, Reis Eloika. So it's a stira. And the other, the answer, the Hilchos Gedolos answer is, Kikom, a Rav, Vishari Varim. When does Rav say, a lot to shave off your hair on other parts of your body? On your hands, on your legs. But on the base erva, under the arms, that's where it's also. For the Gemara Mishari is a true, but Tanya Yavorah Shara, any with the Reitarium, with the Reseifrim. So Mashmi, no, Mashmi, even the hair of the rest of the body, also it's also. I'll call Ponim with the Rabbonin. The Yoimari, the Parach Mishra, the Brightic Atoni Stoma, the Avorah Sad, the Mashmi Mechol Mokim, Bein Mishar Avorim, Bein Beis HaShechi. They say, Avalma, Shara, Evorim, Nami Yosa. That would have a Mino, Mishani. Halachi Kamra, Misrayim, Midi Kamra, Ela mash menachem perusha liyola mari af b'shar beis hashechi liyola mari af b'shar beis hashechi beis erva the kama rav haino misrayim kain tar. That's what they say there. Well, right. Well, boy minei rav merebi chia. Rav is kishan from Rebbe Chia. Ma'ol legaleich. What's the law? You're allowed to cut off. Can you cut off the hair? Why is this under your arms? Ma'ala galeich. Is it mutter or not to cut it off? Omalei yosri. He answered back that it's also. Omalei. Ivo kogodol. Where it grows long. It's called the kashra. If it grows long, like Tosfos says. Tosfos learned the shana was ma'ala galeich means piris beis hashechi beis erva. You're allowed to cut off the hair there. And he answered back it's also. So he answered back Ivo kogodol, Rosh Tosfos says. It's going to grow long, the hair there, it's going to bother you. So when the man wants to cut off the hair under his arm, he's not doing it for the purpose to look nice like a lady, but rather he's doing it for the purpose that it shouldn't bother him. It should be comfortable. So it should be mutter then. So Gemara says, Amalei, he said back to him, Ba'pachsi, that Zman Yeshloi, it means that the hair doesn't grow forever. There's a zman, how long will grow? Kol zman shu gadol noishar. In other words, when it gets too long, it falls off by itself anyway. Like Tosfos says, shein gadol oila kishay rosh. The hair on the arms don't grow that long. Like there's a gvul, how long will grow? It's not like the hair of your head that keeps on growing and growing. And therefore, leketzar, they won't be that painful. Mashma, kishay nodim mischavin lanoya linotzad lespe mishum klegever. So the master from this Gemara here, that if it would have been true, that it would bother you to have so much hair there, then it would be mutter. That's not the issa. The Gemara is all teretz that it doesn't grow that long. But if it would have grown long and you're cutting it off to save yourself from tsar, that's mutter. So he says, Vim Kain, ha-mistako b'mar, if someone looks in the mirror, k'dei shelo yechba b'yatzmai, like he's a crazy shaving, or cutting his hair there, that he shouldn't hurt himself, shari, that's mutter. Because you're not doing it to make yourself look nice. You're looking in the mirror, poshtin, you shouldn't cut yourself. Used to shave or cut something there and used to look in the mirror. So if you're not mechav and stam noi, to protect yourself, that's mutter. Boy minei rav merebi chiyah. Mal lochuch. Is it mutter to scratch the hair there? To scratch there on the arms, to scratch there on the by the mokum erva. The stam with the kavona that should fall out. Omalai Yossi said, no, that's also also. I tell you, the Baron Tosi says, the Shalom is ma lachtech leschachech means kadei lahashir sar beis hashechi. You want to scratch there, so in order the hair should fall out. The same thing with the beis erva. So he said back to him, that's also to do. The digdoi mahu, what about the scratch through your begid? You're holding your pants. You want to scratch by your pants there? or Malay, this is set back, it's mutter. If I says there, the hair doesn't come out so much, that's mutter. And Nikodiyamri, some said that Boyiminei betfilo bebigdomau, as while you're davening, can you scratch through your begodim? What's the halacha? On this, Amalai Yossi says still it's also. But bless Hilchasakabosai. There it's not, there it's mutter. And like Rashi says, Mishum dechivon deinu negei bepsaroi, mutter lochach, kemoi shor maskacha bekoisel. If your hands are not touching your skin, that's mutter. Like just to scratch yourself, that's okay. Like through the begotten, through your beggar, through your pants. Because there it's not gonna touching, you're not touching the beggar, you're not touching the buster itself, that's mutter. The stam also, then the hair will not come out, therefore then it's mutter.